We've got to this sort of season of the year, I had to get that word season in, where we do reflect a bit, don't we, of what's gone on in the year, and we do start to look ahead to the next year. And for the second year in a row, I guess most of our headlines have been dominated by COVID. 2 years ago since we had the first case in the UK, I need to be stood here. And of course it's a year ago since the first person had their COVID jab in the UK, and not being a particularly numbers orientated person, since that time we've averaged 15 people vaccinated every 4 seconds. So, you know, it's a remarkable thing that we've lived through. And I've been given the topic of no topic this morning. And so for me, I just want to reflect on some of the things that we have heard over the past year. And the real thing for me is that I know so much, I've heard so much. Well, what am I going to do? How is everything I know about God affecting my life? And so if we can, I don't know if the slides are working or not, but this was, I can see a bit of a reflection there now. So this is me thinking about reflections. I've picked this picture not just because there's mountains reflected in the water, but it's a reminder to me that God's creation is good. It's a reminder to me of the beauty of God, and I can get so busy and so hung up and so negative that sometimes I forget to see it. And so that's one of my reflections, is just a reminder that God is good. Life, COVID, isn't making it easy for us, but God is good. God loves us. God is for us. God is with us. And so I've really just breaking this down into three areas, and as I did this I realised that you'll all know it well, up and out. So we'll start with the up, and this is the part, it's the most important thing for our lives, is to have a relationship with God. And for God, we can think of Jesus, we can think of Holy Spirit, we can think of God the Father, but I cannot rely on anybody else to make this relationship work. This is my responsibility. This is my job with God. Sure, I know you help me, but this is my responsibility. And when Jesus was asked, I call it his favourite commandment, but it was to love the Lord your God with all your heart. Why didn't he just stop it? Love the Lord your God. But he's gone on with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And so my reflection is this, is that it takes some effort on my part. I can't just sit and wait for it to happen. I actually have to work at this. Like any relationship, it needs work. And so I'm reminding myself, Phil, what are you going to do differently in this next period of time, next year, right now? How am I going to behave differently, knowing how much my God loves me? And for me, as Anthea did point out, I do the Bible in a year, and I've been doing it for a few years, and it's a real help to me because not only means I read the Bible every year, but it also helps me to see the connections between the New Testament and the Old Testament that sometimes I might otherwise miss. But truthfully, I can get a day where I read my Bible in a year and I can say, tick. But I don't think that's what God really wants of me. And so the challenge for me for this coming period is to pray more and to sit still more. So I want to find time maybe where I shut the door, a little bit of music, get on my knees and just let God speak to me, because, you know, our work-life balance isn't necessarily terrific, but we need to find that time. We need to make an effort It's with all our hearts, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all our strength. That's probably all I say. I'm just thinking about the things I forgot to say before I got to that part. So then the second part is, how does my life impact in this community, this River Marlow community? And the point about that I reflect on for me is that only I can do what I can do. Nobody else can be me. I know, Al, you'd like to be, but you can't. You know, we bring different things. And we're so hard on ourselves, or I certainly am, we can think that actually we're not worthy. Who am I to be stood here speaking to everybody? We do tend to pull ourselves down, and I do love the song we sang, Lift Them Up, you know, Higher. You know, we need to see God as higher, and we need to move towards God, not drag God down towards us, as I think John was praying earlier. We have a role to play, and I would say, what can I bring to this community? First of all, to be active. Communers, not consumers. Secondly, to be myself. I can only, but it's pointless me pretending to be somebody else. I'm not. That was Foundations and Facades, I think. We had a talk on that during the year. You know, we just do have to be open and honest, and I don't mean that means we gush with everything that we've ever done in our lives, but we do need to bring ourselves as we are and be open and vulnerable and honest and true. And it's easy for me to think, what does everyone else bring to me? You know, can I trust everyone else? And I really need to turn that around and say, can you trust me? Can you tell me your story and know that I'll protect your story? I mean, there's some things that are for everybody, but there are some things that are not. Am I one to want to run out and tell everybody what you've just told me? So there are some rules within this community that we need to learn to live with each other and to be open and to trust each other. And the other point I just make about that is we need to accept everybody. Acceptance versus judgment. It's so easy for us at times to put everyone in a box and think, oh, this is how this person is, this is how this person is. But we need to be an open, accepting, loving community if we're going to thrive and grow, because otherwise we're only going to ever receive people just like us. So that's a challenge for me, is just how do I behave within this community? How do I bring what I bring? How do I stay active? How do I stay moving forward and don't just consume? And I'm not talking just about a meeting like this we're having today, but this can be for all sorts of relationships and activity that we're involved with church. Then the final point I wanted to cover was the outward side. You know, what do we take individually and what do we take collectively into the world around us? You know, we have an amazing story. Do we take that story outside? And I don't mean do we knock on doors, do we stand on the street corner, but do we just take the love of God with us wherever we go? I mean, you know, as an example, I was talking to a friend on Friday, and I just told him I was speaking at church on Sunday, and he asked, what are you speaking about? So I told him what I had in my mind, and he says, oh, that sounds like the Republic. And that's a book by Plato, I think. And I'm thinking, well, that sounds interesting. I might read that book. And then I'm thinking, hang on, this has gone backwards compared with how I was expecting things to go. I want him to be reading the Bible, not to me be reading the Republic. And the thing is, Kathy said to me, not to put anything bluntly, well, did you invite him? And here's the thing, I did not invite him. I did not use those words. He lives 100 metres down here with his family. It wouldn't be a big effort. And the point I make is that I need to be more definite about my message, about my God. If Jesus is everything in my life, and we sing all these songs, why is it that I struggle to be much more deliberate in what I say? It wouldn't have been difficult. And sometimes, you know, I think, well, how am I going to say it? Or what will I say exactly? Or what? I mean, I'm pretty an open person, really. I don't really have much difficulty talking about God. But it's trying to make it personal to someone that maybe I have difficulty. And a lot of me would just be like to be like the blind man who, when questioned about what happened, finally just says, I don't know, but I was blind. Now I can see. And my message about Jesus is, look, I was muddling my way through life. Now I have peace and joy. He brings life and brings it eternally. Why can't I talk to my friends like that? Why can't I be a lot more personal? And so those are the challenges to me, is that the key to it all is my relationship with God. But I do bring myself to this community, and I need to be an active member of the community. And I do bring myself into the world, and I know my God is with me in all of those areas. And I think of the arrows on this picture behind me, and I guess I think of those arrows as love. And it's as we get to know God better, as we get to a stronger relationship, we learn to love more. We learn to love God more. We learn to appreciate more what God has done for us. But that love then also drives into our community here, and it drives outside into the world at large. And I just want to read a few verses. These are, I call them snippets from 1 John chapter 4. So I have just pulled out little bits. But this is what it says. Those who are loved by God, let his love continually pour from you to one another, because God is love. Delightfully loved ones, if he loved us with such tremendous love, then loving one another should be our way of life. Again, God is love. Those who are living in love are living in God, and God lives through them. Our love for others is our grateful response to the love God first demonstrated to us. So if you've heard anything from me this morning, it's just to accept God's love, to reflect God's love, and to try and work out how you can be active in all that he's done for us. We heard last week about the light of the world, and I kind of think, you know, what if I reverse that away? If the church kind of was magically withdrawn from the world, what would the world look like? You know, there'd be darkness, there'd be no hope. The church, us, we bring the hope. You know, we are God's message on this earth. So let his love flow through you. Bring his love to this community, to your families, and to all those you meet. Thank you.